in Chicago in America there yesterday, and he went on stage and he did his show, and then he walked off stage in the middle of a song, and his band were playing, going, "What's happening? He's gone off stage." And they finished the song, and then they went off stage, and then he just never came back. And he sent a tweet saying, "Sorry about that. I did a show that effed my voice."
He's such a muppet. Just say, "Hi guys, I've a really sore throat. Thanks a million for coming. You know, I'm going to try and do one more tune, but I might have to cut this a bit short.
Anything.
But I love you guys. Thanks so much."
No, nah, kid, don't do it like that.
Just walks off like a
prank. Shut up, do what I like. Walk off, do what I like, all right?
Don't know who that's an impersonation of, but it sure as hell isn't Liam Gallagher.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
We're starting with an email, Maria.
Yeah.
It's from Dave, and Dave says, "Maria's telly," subject line, "email content. I usually look forward to Maria's telly, but has she seen that Home Alone is on TV today? Why oh why? Hashtag ho ho no.
We're not talking about it.
It's August and they're showing August. Home Alone on telly."
That's when you go, "Why are they showing this movie?" It's sucked in. Watch the whole thing.
It's purposely not on my telly.
You like filthy animal.
Die Hard. It has to just be on at Christmas.
So, you know, I know you're a fan of these movies, Dermot. Divergent.
Glad you said that.
On the XXS channel.
Yeah. Divergent, I do like these movies.
I love
films,
them.
Yeah.
So there was three of them. Don't know why they can't all just be called Divergent, Divergent 2 and Divergent 3. But they're called something like Divergent, Assurgent.
Insurgents.
Insurgents, yeah. Something like that. Well, there was a fourth planned called Ascendant. But they had to pull it because they didn't think the third one did well enough. So now they're talking about putting it into a TV series. God. But none of the original cast have been approached about it. So
it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those ones that are obviously all shot in the same place and there's 24 episodes, like the Flash and stuff that you see.
Yeah, and then in years to come you'll go, "Did I watch that? Did I not watch that?" So it probably won't make a big impression.
I like the actress in those movies. She's good.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's very, very good. So if you haven't seen them, go and watch them.
They're not on anywhere. Just go and watch them. Okay, cool.
Find them yourself.
Maria's opinion on movies is what this new section is called.
A trailer also that Dermot will be very, very excited about came out yesterday.
The day Pablo went down, the Cali cartel became public enemy number one. Their operations had grown into the biggest cocaine cartel in history.
So it's Narcos, is it?
It's Narcos.
Yeah,
Narcos
so
season 3. So if you want to see the trailers on todayfm.com on the Dermot and Dave page.
Preparing myself for the flack that's going to follow this statement, but I tried Narcos, got halfway through season 1 and went, whatever.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah,
except I didn't say, ugh, whatever. It's Johnny's fault because he starts series and then doesn't like to finish them.
All right. Much like his DIY jobs, I hear as well.
Yeah, my phone's
half
gonna
a shelf. You'd be grand.
Oh, Johnny did a great job painting the bungalow, isn't that right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great, lads.
You wouldn't even notice the pebble dash now.
It's gorgeous. And I think he's painting right now. So.
All right. Hey, Johnny.
For those of you pervs, also like Johnny, Naked Attraction, the final is on tonight at 10 o'clock.
The final? How can they build up to this? I mean, like, it's so perv from the word go. Like,
for a woman who says she doesn't like this show, you just keep on talking about it.
Listen, I have to serve my audience. So I have to give them what they want.
For anyone who doesn't know, Naked Attraction is a dating show where you don't see all of the person you're going to date. They slowly reveal bits of them naked,
nudie
starting
bits
at the feet, moving up to the head.
Yeah, they show their jingly bits on telly and then go, "Here, what do you want to date me?"
It's terrible.
Oh, God, completely starkers. I'm even going red now. So my new favourite TV show, it's not a new TV show, my new favourite TV show is, do you want to play my clip again?
Yeah, go on.
I walk out of the room for a second, and what's going on? She goes, she grabs the piping bags, and starts squirting my cake.
Not a euphemism.
So, no, it isn't, because it's Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Oh,
funniest name for any TV show.
So my favorite channel at the minute is TLC, because when it's not Say Yes to the Dress, it's Cake Boss. And it's just, Johnny knows when I put it on to just leave the room and don't come back for hours.
How many times is it on over the weekend?
So Tomorrow it's on 10 times between 1 and 5:30. And Sunday it's on 8 times, but they've spread it out 2 episodes at a time.
Oh, right.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're interspersing it with Say Yes to the Dress, I gather.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. But they're not all the same episode. It's not like...
Oh, I mean, I know, Maria. Like, it's like all MTV. A different cake.
Yeah, it's not like MTV. No, they are all
it's
different cakes.
It's a different shark's head.
They are all different cakes.
These guys could go up against Wheeler Dealers on Discovery Turbo for most amount of repeats.
Like, but these are not repeats. These are all different episodes and they're all amazing. Like, he made a grand piano, a life-size grand piano cake the other day.
Yeah.
I just watched an episode while you two were talking on the radio or something where he made a mermaid cake. And then he made
That's
a carousel
what our producer
cake.
Does when we're on air. She's got when she's her headphones on, I assume she's editing something really important for the show. No, she's watching Cake Boss on TLC's website.
And then he made this carousel cake last week for some carnival in Atlantic City, and they had to drive 2.5 hours with it in the back of the truck. He opened the back of the truck. Carnage.
Oh, no.
There was little chocolate horses mushed into cake, and there was like he couldn't make out that it was a carousel, and he nearly cried. It's the only time I've ever seen something like that happen. So that's on. That's
the driver was pulling handbrakes all the way.
I can't imagine what happened to cake.
So that's on all of the time over the weekend on TLC, so go watch it and you'll be hooked, I promise you. And then my movie of the week, I'm caught between two. I'll go with This Is 40. It's on RTE2, 9 o'clock on Saturday. That's Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann. It's the follow-on from Knocked Up.
Yeah. It's also how a lot of U2 concerts ended over the years with Bono going, "This is 40," and they'd sing the song 40. Just a little tidbit there for you.
Thanks very much. Top work, Maria.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave. On Today FM.